I want you to take your Bibles and go with me to Matthew chapter 4 this morning. Matthew chapter 4. I checked with Brother Wheeler and he said you all usually get out by 11:45. I knew there was something fishy about that. Matthew chapter 4. I want you to start to follow along as I read in chapter 4 and verse 18. If you're a guest here today, thank you for being here. If you're watching online, thank you. If you're listening by radio, thank you for giving the time this morning to be here. I checked in with my wife and mom, and they're watching this morning from home in North Carolina, and so I'm grateful for the live stream ministry that they can watch what I'm doing this weekend, and my wife makes a number of creation. Of health safety as well. And it's just a wonderful thing to realize that's ministry. That's folks who will say, I'll give of my time to go. Those who sang in the choir, those who sang special. Verses on either banner flanking the pulpit this morning, and realize this: God has something He's called you to do. This missions conference is not just about money. This missions conference includes financial giving, absolutely. But are you doing the work whereunto He's called you? To come to church and come face to face with that thought is vital. There is something He's called you to do. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. He saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, thank you for the privilege to be here at Capitol this sweet name. Amen. When God calls people to do things with Him, it's different for everybody. You might look at that and saying, I want a similar experience. Well, God tailored that experience for Peter and Andrew and James and John. Of the five men He for missions conference. That could easily be a divine interruption where God of giving and how That's a mixed metaphor. Christ. I'm going to trust you. you walk with God?